Escuelas oficiales de idiomas de la región de Murcia. Pruebas específicas de certificación. Nivel B1 bilingüe. Convocatoria 2020. Comprensión de textos orales.
Dave loved eating chocolates, pizzas, burgers, and everything else that was called junk. He ate junk food for every meal of the day. His mom always told him,
"Honey, it's fine to have all of this once in a while, but you must eat healthy foods like vegetables, cereals, breads, fruit, chicken, or fish."
Dave just kept ignoring any advice. One day, Dave's mom decided that she wouldn't cook food for him anymore. She told him to feed himself. He ordered pizzas, burgers, and Chinese food. Having freedom to eat anything made him extremely happy. Every day, Dave went out and ate chocolates, chips, and all sorts of street and junk food. Gradually, however, he realized that he wasn't enjoying outside food as much as he did before. He started to feel sick and lazy, and then he decided to go to the doctor. When Dave put on his shirt, all the buttons popped out. "What? My shirt has shrunk. What should I do now?" Dave tried to fit into all of his clothes, but it was impossible. "Oh no! All of my clothes have shrunk," he exclaimed. Dave began to cry, and he felt really confused. Dave decided to starve himself to lose weight, but whenever he felt hungry, he ended up eating junk food again. Soon, he became bigger, and it became difficult for him to walk. He felt lazy all the time. At school, everyone began to make jokes about him, which made him really sad. One day, he went to Mom and told her everything.
"I told you not to eat so much junk food, and now look at what it has done to you,"
she said. "But what should I do now?" asked Dave.
"The best way to stay healthy is to have healthy food. You just need to control what you eat. You can enjoy your favorite food once in a while, but have a balanced diet. Exercise regularly, have fresh fruits and vegetables, and drink lots of water."
Dave felt encouraged. He began eating vegetables and fruits. He exercised daily, and once in a while, he would treat himself with a small burger or fries. Soon, he was back into normal shape. Nobody made fun of him at school anymore. His mom felt proud of him, and he felt happier than before. Dave loved eating chocolates, pizzas, burgers, and everything else that was called junk. He ate junk food for every meal of the day. His mom always told him,
"Honey, it's fine to have all of this once in a while, but you must eat healthy foods like vegetables, cereals, breads, fruit, chicken, or fish."
Dave just kept ignoring any advice. One day, Dave's mom decided that she wouldn't cook food for him anymore. She told him to feed himself. He ordered pizzas, burgers, and Chinese food. Having freedom to eat anything made him extremely happy. Every day, Dave went out and ate chocolates, chips, and all sorts of street and junk food. Gradually, however, he realized that he wasn't enjoying outside food as much as he did before. He started to feel sick and lazy, and then he decided to go to the doctor. When Dave put on his shirt, all the buttons popped out. "What? My shirt has shrunk. What should I do now?" Dave tried to fit into all of his clothes, but it was impossible. "Oh no! All of my clothes have shrunk," he exclaimed. Dave began to cry, and he felt really confused. Dave decided to starve himself to lose weight, but whenever he felt hungry, he ended up eating junk food again. Soon, he became bigger, and it became difficult for him to walk. He felt lazy all the time. At school, everyone began to make jokes about him, which made him really sad. One day, he went to Mom and told her everything.
"I told you not to eat so much junk food, and now look at what it has done to you,"
she said. "But what should I do now?" asked Dave.
"The best way to stay healthy is to have healthy food. You just need to control what you eat. You can enjoy your favorite food once in a while, but have a balanced diet. Exercise regularly, have fresh fruits and vegetables, and drink lots of water."
Dave felt encouraged. He began eating vegetables and fruits. He exercised daily, and once in a while, he would treat himself with a small burger or fries. Soon, he was back into normal shape. Nobody made fun of him at school anymore. His mom felt proud of him, and he felt happier than before.
Hey guys, it's Alice. Welcome back to my channel. A lot of you guys still don't know very much about me, so I figured I would make this video so you guys can get to know me a little bit more. I'm 21 and I was born in 1996. I'm actually really short. I don't really like wearing heels, but I'm trying to love it more. That way, as I look a bit taller, people don't think that I'm 15 years old everywhere that I go. As a part-time job, I'm a dance teacher. I teach a form of dance called Bollywood, which is a conglomeration of different types of dancing. So it's Indian dancing, and sometimes you can get hip-hop, belly dancing, salsa. It's really just free form. I dislike any type of vegetable that is purple, like aubergine or beetroot. So I guess beetroot is kind of reddish, but I consider it purple. I really just don't like purple vegetables. And that's pretty funny because purple is actually my favourite colour. I'm going to university for fashion marketing and merchandising, and I also study art history. My dream job is to own my own fashion label. So hopefully sometime in the future, after I complete my degree and travel a little bit more and get to know more about the history of fashion and different parts of fashion in the world, I'll be able to create my own fashion line. And hopefully you guys will still be around to see all of this happen. My favourite TV shows of all time are I Love Lucy, which is basically a 1950s comedy show, and Downton Abbey, which if you guys have seen that, you know what it is. And it's a really cosy programme, especially for like autumn and winter. I love to read, and I've always been a reader ever since I was little. And I would prefer reading to watching films, if I'm being honest. When I was little, I actually wanted to be a pirate. Most little girls wanted to be a princess, but nope, I wanted to be a pirate. And the reason why is because I wanted to travel the world, and I thought that was probably the only way. I don't know what I was thinking. If I could go back to any point in time and spend a day, I would choose Paris in the 1920s. I love the fashion, and I think it was such a beautiful and fun time. So I just think that would be fantastic. I've been wanting to start a YouTube channel for like over 5 years, but I just never honestly had the confidence to do it. I didn't think that I was interesting enough or funny enough or anything like that. And one day I just got a camera and I'm like, I'm just going to do it and see what happens. So thank you so much for watching this. I'm actually pretty introverted, but then I do talk a lot. So if I'm like, I guess with people that I'm comfortable with, I will talk non-stop. And that is all the facts that I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for watching. I love you all. Bye. Hey guys, it's Alice. Welcome back to my channel. A lot of you guys still don't know very much about me, so I figured I would make this video so you guys can get to know me a little bit more. I'm 21 and I was born in 1996. I'm actually really short. I don't really like wearing heels, but I'm trying to love it more. That way, as I look a bit taller, people don't think that I'm 15 years old everywhere that I go. As a part-time job, I'm a dance teacher. I teach a form of dance called Bollywood, which is a conglomeration of different types of dancing. So it's Indian dancing, and sometimes you can get hip-hop, belly dancing, salsa. It's really just free form. I dislike any type of vegetable that is purple, like aubergine or beetroot. So I guess beetroot is kind of reddish, but I consider it purple. I really just don't like purple vegetables. And that's pretty funny because purple is actually my favourite colour. I'm going to university for fashion marketing and merchandising, and I also study art history. My dream job is to own my own fashion label. So hopefully sometime in the future, after I complete my degree and travel a little bit more and get to know more about the history of fashion and different parts of fashion in the world, I'll be able to create my own fashion line. And hopefully you guys will still be around to see all of this happen. My favourite TV shows of all time are I Love Lucy, which is basically a 1950s comedy show, and Downton Abbey, which if you guys have seen that, you know what it is, and it's a really cosy programme, especially for like autumn and winter. I love to read, and I've always been a reader ever since I was little. And I would prefer reading to watching films, if I'm being honest. When I was little, I actually wanted to be a pirate. Most little girls wanted to be a princess, but nope, I wanted to be a pirate. And the reason why is because I wanted to travel the world, and I thought that was probably the only way. I don't know what I was thinking. If I could go back to any point in time and spend a day, I would choose Paris in the 1920s. I love the fashion, and I think it was such a beautiful and fun time. So I just think that would be fantastic. I've been wanting to start a YouTube channel for like over 5 years, but I just never honestly had the confidence to do it. I didn't think that I was interesting enough or funny enough or anything like that. And one day I just got a camera and I'm like, I'm just going to do it and see what happens. So thank you so much for watching this. I'm actually pretty introverted. But then I do talk a lot. So if I'm like, I guess with people that I'm comfortable with, I will talk non-stop. And that is all the facts that I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for watching. I love you all. Bye.
During one sunny day, at the young age of 15, I went shopping with my mom at a Korean grocery store, as usual. And at this grocery store, there were employees serving samples of products that were on sale. And sometimes they'd tell you about the product in order to convince you to buy it. I liked to separate from my mom whenever we went grocery shopping so that I could look through the snack aisles and try the samples on my own. Now, at the time, I was really bad at Korean. I mean, I'm still bad at Korean today, but back then I could barely hold any sort of conversation in Korean. Now, perhaps you're wondering, Emily, if you're a full-blooded Korean, why are you so bad at the language? Well, that's because I was born and raised in a county in New York with a 78% white population and two older brothers who spoke mostly just English. So, at both school and at home, I wasn't speaking any Korean. Of course, I learned how to read Korean, also known as Hangul, but my grammar and vocabulary is, to this day, still terrible. Also, by the way, Korean is super easy to learn how to read, since the alphabet is phonetic, like English. And there's only 24 letters. It was literally designed to be easy to read and write, so if you want to learn, just to have that skill under your belt, go for it. Reading it is a piece of cake, but holding a conversation is a different story. Anyway, so I'm walking around the aisles by myself, and this happens.
촉촉하고 속이 꽉 찬 만두예요. 맛이 좋습니다. 아가씨!
어, oh no! What is she saying? Oh, just nod and smile and pretend like you understand.
이리 좀 와보셔. 이거 한번 드셔볼라요?
Oh God. She just asked me a question. And she's waiting for a response. What do I do? If I tell her I don't understand, she'll totally think it's shameful and that I'm a complete failure of a Korean. And I'll be humiliated. Oh, why did I separate from my mom? I wouldn't have this problem if she were here. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Uh-huh.
I'm Chinese. Hey? Yep, sorry. Okay, bye. Oh, there you are, Mom. Where did you go? Mom. You can't be seen with me. I'll just wait for you outside. During one sunny day, at the young age of 15, I went shopping with my mom at a Korean grocery store, as usual. And at this grocery store, there were employees serving samples of products that were on sale. And sometimes they'd tell you about the product in order to convince you to buy it. I liked to separate from my mom whenever we went grocery shopping so that I could look through the snack aisles and try the samples on my own. Now, at the time, I was really bad at Korean. I mean, I'm still bad at Korean today, but back then I could barely hold any sort of conversation in Korean. Now, perhaps you're wondering, Emily, if you're a full-blooded Korean, why are you so bad at the language? Well, that's because I was born and raised in a county in New York with a 78% white population and two older brothers who spoke mostly just English. So, at both school and at home, I wasn't speaking any Korean. Of course, I learned how to read Korean, also known as Hangul, but my grammar and vocabulary is, to this day, still terrible. Also, by the way, Korean is super easy to learn how to read, since the alphabet is phonetic, like English. And there's only 24 letters. It was literally designed to be easy to read and write, so if you want to learn, just to have that skill under your belt, go for it. Reading it is a piece of cake. But holding a conversation is a different story. Anyway, So I'm walking around the aisles by myself, and this happens.
촉촉하고 속이 꽉 찬 만두예요. 맛이 좋습니다. 아가씨!
어, no. What is she saying? Oh, just nod and smile and pretend like you understand.
이리 좀 와보셔. 이거 한번 드셔볼라요?
Oh, God. She just asked me a question. And she's waiting for a response. What do I do? If I tell her I don't understand, she'll totally think it's shameful and that I'm a complete failure of a Korean, and I'll be humiliated. Oh, why did I separate from my mom? I wouldn't have this problem if she were here. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Uh-huh. I'm Chinese. Hey? Yep, sorry. Okay, bye. Oh, there you are, Mom. Where did you go? Mom, you can't be seen with me. I'll just wait for you outside.
Fin de la prueba.